Holy One, fill us with your wisdom, your discerning, your curiosity, and your creativity on this day. Amen. Yoko and I spent some time this week talking about the anniversary that she described to you. And she talked about how recently papers have been released, things that were kept secret for so long, both in Japan and in the U.S. And I knew also that papers also have been released elsewhere. And one of the things that was discovered when they read these papers was that in the last year of the war, the leadership of the Japanese army was trying to figure out how to end it. Not how to continue it, not even how to win it, but how to end it. And they couldn't find a way. Others within the army had decided there was no way between death and victory. There was so much propaganda that it had become part of who people felt they were. They could not imagine themselves as anyone else. And so when word came down and the attempts came to try to end the war, instead people spoke of suicide bombings. That happened all over the world in places where the propaganda was such that people had been told who they were, had taken into themselves so powerfully the lies that they had been told that they could not manage a way in grace. We learn from that. We have two nations close together who are in the midst of preparing for elections. And so I wanted to share with you a poem about that. On a sunny summer Sunday, the lies are being written that occupy the language and the discourse of a nation. Lies are the army of occupation, commandeering all space in conversation, no space left for the formation of the people of a nation to make a national vocation of caring and of truth. Like the ashes of a bomb blast, the lies are growing fast, and we must learn from history if we won't repeat the past. When the lies become the founding of identity and meaning, you can no longer back away from lies that tell you who you are. And those lies describe the other as the evil, not the brother. And we hack at our own limbs as lies hide our common trunk. And when we've agreed to murder by intention or neglect, when we've destroyed our neighbors and our kids to meet the threat, then admitting we were wrong would mean we don't belong anywhere. On a sunny Sunday morning, lies, damn lies, and statistics are being written to lie us into being someone other than we are. On the grounds of present practicality and no thought of rationality, that love the strongest foundation makes. So we gather to remember that we render unto Caesar only that which is Caesar's, not our souls. The meaning of those lies are etched in atomic shadows and carved into stones from Gulag to Guantanamo, marked on the bodies of women and the lives of men and the souls of nations. And we can name past lies that led to deaths and wars and lifelong anguish of so many million souls. But can we name those of the present? Let us occupy that ground instead with love. Change words from fears and whispers to a love song. We can make satire of the lies and see through others' eyes their truth as well as ours. We name aspiration a goal. We look for redemption by admitting we might be wrong, so we may not be caught in lies that cannot be undone, nor led to wars that cannot end. If we remember this, can we occupy the discourse with love and the conversation with mercy and raise our eyes to the heavens with joy rather than the hill with grief? Our hymn is Voices United 619, Healer of Our Every Ill.